Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the second aliyah of the Sidra, or Parsha of Shmini, of the book of Vayikra as part of OU's Shnayim Mikra Echad Targum program. The second aliyah continues with the day 8, or the Yom HaShmini sacrifices. We started the national sacrifices being brought by Aaron for their sake, and it continues. We continue from there. I'll read the whole procedure first and then translate, after all of the nitty gritty is finished. Vayakrev et ha-mincha, vayamalei chapo mimena, vayakter al-mizbeach, milvad olat ha-boker, vayishchat et ha-shor, vet ha-ayil, zevach ha-shilamim, asher la'am, vayamtziu bnei Aaron et adam elav, vayizrkeyu al-mizbeach saviv, vet ha-chalavim, min ha-shor u-min ha-ayil, ha-alya, Vayetsu vayivarachu et ha'am vayera kvod Adonai el kol ha'am. And he, that is Aaron, who is now fully functioning as the high priest, offered, literally he brought close, the grain offering, and he filled his palms from it. That's what's referred to as a malei kumtsoa, a palmful, which is the part that's actually set on the altar. The rest is eaten. And he set it to smoking on the altar. All of this, that is, all of these sacrifices were brought besides the daily morning offering, which means that they've actually started offering the twice daily sacrifices, but the morning sacrifices first. So all of these sacrifices actually follow the Olat HaTamid of the Boker, of the morning. Anyway, that includes the next one, which is about to be described. And he slaughtered the ox and the ram, which were the nation shlamim sacrifices, and Aaron's sons presented him with the blood. Remember, he's standing up on top of the altar, and he threw it all around the altar, and the chela fats from the ox and from the ram, along with the aliyah, which is the fatty tail, which is found only on sheep, which would include rams, of course, and that which covered, that is, the fats that covered the kidneys and the extra lobe of the liver, and they placed the chalev fat on the breast meats, that is, the breasts of both the ox offering of the shlamim and the ram offering of the shlamim, and he set the fats along with the other imurim, the other inedible parts. The imurim are all the parts that are to be burned, so he set them to smoking, that is, burning up on the altar. Actually, the next verse is a little out of place, since the tenufa, the waving of the combination breast meats and chalev fats, is done before the burning of the fats. Nonetheless, we return to the verse where it says, and Aaron waved the breast meats and the right legs, that's the shel kayamin, as a wave offering for the Lord, just as he had commanded Moses. That is he with a capital he, that's God, just as God had commanded Moses. And Aaron lifted his hands up towards the nation and blessed them. So now all the sacrifices are finished, and we go on to the famous blessing of the priest. Now this is no doubt the famous blessing, which is found in the book of Bamidbar, which says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yera Hashem panav elecha v'yichonecha, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, Yasem lecha shalom. I have no doubt that that's exactly what he is saying here. And Aaron, who no doubt had been standing on the altar all this time, and his kids were passing him up the various sundries, so now he comes down, that's what it says, Vayered, he comes down from doing all of these services, from doing all of the sacrifices, following the burnt offering and the sin offering and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the meeting tent, that is the Mishkan itself, and then came out. Remember that they were expecting the presence of God. What Moses had said was that right after you do the sacrifices, the presence of God, the Kavod Hashem, will show up right away, which is what essentially Moshe said in the first Aliyah. Based on what's happening here, it looks as if they were expecting the Kavod Hashem to come out right after Aaron's blessings. It didn't immediately take place. So Aaron and Moshe both go into the Kodesh to essentially see what the status is and how things are looking. And then they come out together, and together they bless the people again. So it looks like that Moshe and Aaron decided that they needed the combined blessing of not only the high priest, Aaron himself, but the priest of the priest, that is, this very special role which Moshe was, and by combining them together in a joint effort of blessing, then Vayirach Kvod Hashem El Kol Ha'am, then the presence, the Kavod of the Lord appeared to the whole nation. What we'll see in Aliyah 3 is how that Kavod, how that presence manifested itself, and unfortunately, through the manifestation of that kavod, of the Shekhinah, if you will, so the unpleasant results took place, which killed the two oldest Aaron's sons, the two elder Aaron's sons, Nadab and Avihu, who were holding the wrong things in the wrong place at the wrong time.